God's Got This, a compilation.
My brain's favorite time to process problems is bedtime. Many nights, while drifting off to sleep, I'm jarred awake as my mind attempts to resolve issues and control my unknown future. As soon as I'm tucked in, all cozy under my covers, quiet, still, and sleepy, bam! I'm wide awake, mulling over fears. Interest rates going up and cars breaking down, kids getting sick and parents aging, global wars abroad and natural disasters at home. It's all too much. I quickly advise others, God's got this. It's easy to say, don't worry, until it's 3 o'clock a.m. and everyone else is asleep but me. How do I practice what I so easily preach? On one such night, I remembered a movie about a college rowing team training for the Olympics. 8 rowers sat in the boat with their backs to the finish line, while their coxswain, steersman, faced forward, calling out commands. To win, these rowers had to trust and obey their coxswain's every command, giving their all, rowing as one. And the coxswain had to know his rowers well enough to change his voice's tone and cadence as needed, to motivate each one differently, from one stroke to the next. Isn't that just how God wants to steer us to and through our unknown future? Seek His face continually. Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done. King David spoke these words to the people of Israel in a psalm of thanksgiving to God, who had brought Israel out of captivity and into their promised land. David wanted them to remember God's faithfulness, even when they had been faithless. The God who was faithful in the past and throughout all Scripture can be trusted with our futures too. If you find your mind fretting over life's unknowns, visualize yourself in the boat, facing God as you row with your back to your future. Here are 3 simple ways to seek His face continually and remember His wonderful deeds. 1. Remember past times in your story when God came through for you or others. 2. Name what He's already done throughout His Word and in the world. 3. Read or listen to Psalm 46. Let God's word wash over you as you drift off to sleep. Today, let's practice seeking the God who never steers us wrong and remembering all He's done, so we can back confidently into our unknown futures where He already resides. Jody Harris. I know not, but God knows. O blessed rest from fear. All my unfolding days to Him are plain and clear. Each anxious, puzzled why, from doubt or dread that grows, finds answer in this thought. I know not, but He knows. I cannot, but God can. O balm for all my care. The burden that I drop, His hand will lift and bear. Though eagle pinions tire, I walk where once I ran. This is my strength to know. I cannot, but He can. I see not, but God sees. O all-sufficient light! My dark and hidden way to Him is always bright. My strained and peering eyes may close in restful ease, and I in peace may sleep. I see not, but he sees Annie Johnson Flint. During World War II, a military governor met with General George Patton in Sicily. When he praised Patton highly for his courage and bravery, the general replied, "Sir, I am not a brave man. The truth is, I am an utter craven coward. I have never been within the sound of gunshot or in the sight of battle in my whole life that I wasn't so scared that I had sweat in the palms of my hands." Years later, when Patton's autobiography was published, it contained this significant statement by the general: "I learned very early in my life never to take counsel of my fears." Author unknown. Long ago, a man sought the perfect picture of peace. Not finding one that satisfied, he announced a contest to produce this masterpiece. The challenge stirred the imagination of artists everywhere, and paintings arrived from far and wide. Finally, the great day of revelation arrived. The judges uncovered one peaceful scene after another, while the viewers clapped and cheered. The tensions grew. Only two pictures remained veiled. As a judge pulled the cover from one, a hush fell over the crowd. A mirror-smooth lake reflected lacy green birches under the soft blush of the evening sky. Along the grassy shore, a flock of sheep grazed undisturbed. Surely this was the winner. The man with the vision uncovered the second painting himself, and the crowd gasped in surprise. Could this be peace? A tumultuous waterfall cascaded down a rocky precipice. The crowd could almost feel its cold, penetrating spray. Stormy gray clouds threatened to explode with lightning, wind, and rain. In the midst of the thundering noises and bitter chill, a spindly tree clung to the rocks at the edge of the falls. One of its branches reached out in front of the torrential waters as if foolishly seeking to experience its full power. A little bird had built a nest in the elbow of that branch. Content and undisturbed in her stormy surroundings, she rested on her eggs. With her eyes closed and her wings ready to cover her little ones, she manifested peace that transcends all earthly turmoil. Berit Chos. Making meditation and communion with me a habit will help you handle the tough times when everything around you is going awry. You can retreat into the refreshing, cooling, soothing breath of my spirit and receive from me. It will only take a few moments. As you meditate, you can find that peaceful state of being where you're calm, where your spirit is at peace, and you're trusting in me fully, where, because you are trusting, you are able to let go of stress and pressure and just breathe, relax, and put your weight down on me. If you take the time to draw near to me and commune with me, when the crazy times come, you'll find it is easier to stop, close your eyes, and let me envelop you in my spirit of peace. This will be a comfort to you when things seem to be spinning out of control. Not only can I help you be calm and at peace, but you can also impart peace and calm to those around you, which can begin a positive chain reaction of my spirit. Remember the analogy of the little bird sitting over a raging waterfall, singing peacefully despite the storm? You can be like that bird if you will take the time to commune with me and focus your thoughts on me. Sometimes it's only after things have started to get chaotic that you realize you need to stop and get connected with me, whether it's to pray, to hear from me, or just take a walk and rest your mind for a minute or two. When you come to me in those times, I will comfort and lift your spirit. If you stop, look, and listen to me when those difficult times come, you won't have to work so hard to enter into my spirit to receive my peace. You'll know the route well because you have walked it so many times, and finding that peaceful center will only take a moment. I will help you to stay in that hallowed place as you go about your work and to impart a trusting spirit to those around you, because you will know that I've got this. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.